Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here's what's going to go down. I'm going to try to be as judicious as I can because we have a lot of incredible information to cover on the economy, on the world, and what's happening when we come back. But we really should be rejoicing that you, the heart of the resistance, and it really is true. I know you don't want to be lauded. You want freedom. But you need to recognize the position we're all in. You know a man, you know a woman by their enemies. You know them by their friends. And we have been the genesis point, the seeds that created the understanding of this. And the horror was so great that people wouldn't have been able to believe it if we told them what was happening when it emerged. Only by hearing it for years, laughing at us, and when it emerged, does everybody wake up now? Let's go to this report.
It is important for us. The American people want the economy to open up. We all do. We want our society to open up. We all do. And in order to do that, we have testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation. And that is the path. It's what the scientists advise. That is what we do in the HEROES Act.
Pelosi's Legion of Doom called for a second round of the 1,800-plus page, $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. The largest in history. Pelosi says the broadly written second stimulus will focus on recovery while her neglected district in San Francisco plunges into a third world abyss.
Well, San Francisco has a new plan to keep COVID-19 from spreading through an at-risk community. Part of the solution could be these white boxes being painted on some city streets.
More tents taking up sidewalks with hardly any space to get through.
It's the kids. There's schools around here. You know, there's women and families. I have to go through here to get to work.
The mayor's announcement comes on the heels of a new lawsuit filed this week in federal court by UC Hastings Law School and residents demanding the city clean up the crowded streets.
You've been there longer than a year. Things should not get worse under your control. Things should be getting better, and they're not getting better. They're getting worse.
And the U.S. national debt hovers around $25 trillion. The Democrats have wrapped this bill up in disinformation, titling the legislation the HEROES Act, creating the illusion that the relief is geared completely towards supporting those on the front lines of the pandemic, which some of it is, as they vote from their homes after approving proxy voting, literally phoning it in. And what's more important to the Democrats than the American people? That's right, un-American people. As the Washington Examiner explains, a provision in the bill would allow people to receive stimulus funds if they file taxes with a taxpayer identification number, which is issued by the IRS to those without a Social Security number. While TIN holders, including unauthorized immigrants, were ineligible to receive funds under the CARES Act, the HEROES Act would retroactively provide funds to those using TINs under the CARES Act, according to the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions, or HEROES Act, also includes a provision that would protect banks that service marijuana businesses from being penalized by federal regulators. The measure includes language requiring research on minority-owned and women-owned marijuana companies. Who and what are the Democrats fighting for at a time when the average American faces an economic cliff steeper than the Great Depression? As Senate Majority Leader McConnell pointed out, the word cannabis appears in the bill 68 times, more times than the word job, and four times as many as the word hire. The bill will likely die in the Senate, but it shouldn't go unnoticed. It is a representation of the decadent aloofness of the Democratic Party.
What are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate.
Really?
Chocolate candy.
Oh, wow.
And?
Oh, my. Wow.
The other people in our family go for some other flavors, but chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here.
a party only interested in building its own caste system and strengthening its twisted resolve to destroy American prosperity and freedom. John Bound reporting.
Stay in attack formation. We shall return.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interests and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Trump has come out in two different statements and said he is not for forced inoculation. But the cohort surrounding him, the permanent bureaucracy he inherited from Obama, the Bushes, the Clintons, and others, are all servants of the medical tyranny, eugenics, depopulation, world government, Rockefeller cabal. They represent the families and money that created the UN. It's world government goal, not human peace and space exploration, but total extermination. The price they've been promised by their God of eternal synthetic life. Here's the president.
Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it. But we're looking at a full vaccine. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, we'll...
Please.
Yes. So the answer is yes, we're working for a fully approved vaccine, but we'll also use the tools we have, for instance, emergency use authorization as appropriate. We use all of our regulatory tools to bring vaccine available for the entire American population by January.
So in case anybody missed it, let's play that clip one more time. And you hear the ominous air raid sirens. We didn't add those. That is the truckers going, why don't we get the diesel tax cut while we're here? Oh, well, you know, diesel costs a lot more on average than regular gas, even though it's cheaper to make. It's all a scam, folks. And so I'm not for bailouts, but I'm all for cutting people's taxes. That's a real bailout. But no, the truckers actually are going bankrupt during this crap. So they're out there honking their horns. Let's go back to it.
Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it. But we're looking at a full vaccine. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, we'll...
Please. Yes.
So the answer is yes. We're working for a fully approved vaccine, but we'll also use the tools we have, for instance, emergency use authorization as appropriate. We use all of our regulatory tools to bring vaccine available for the entire American population by January.
Okay, and again, the media talks to us like we're 5 years old. And they go. People go, hey, zinc, you know, coats the cells and gets inside of them, and then you can't have mitochondria being taken over to create viruses. And the NIH website says that. That's like biology class. Like you go to biology class in sixth grade and they teach you that a frog is an amphibian. And I'm like, hey, a frog's an amphibian. Shut up. You're not a biologist. You're not a wildlife specialist. You're not a zoologist. Shut your mouth. And I'm like, okay, but a frog is an amphibian. Shut up! I'll arrest you! So basic scientific understanding is now under attack. And the UN, oh, the WHO says there's no treatment or no cure. But in another clip I'm going to dig out of Trump, he talks about therapeutics being key. In fact, that was the full clip I saw and really wanted to get. I guess there's three of these clips because I've seen two now that we've played. But there's another clip where Trump goes into the fact that therapeutics are going to be more important because the vaccine may not work. So what we do know about this is the media is covering up what the president's really saying. But regardless, we need the president to take action. We need the president to take action against Fauci and the globalists up to their eyeballs at the Wuhan lab. And now Australian universities have come out and scanned the virus and say it's man-made. This is ridiculous. So it's not just about China's going to have to pay for what they did. China then releases, oh, really, Fauci and Obama are involved with us. Well, just because they blackmail their own dictators, good. Politically burn them all because they're trying to crash the global economy, take our freedoms, and then blame Trump and America for this. I don't just believe, I know that if the president levels with the American people about this, if the president levels with the American people about this, they will understand and they will get it. But because the deep state globalists get all the countries to get corrupted by the same corporations, they can always blackmail each country against the other. Well, oh, you're all involved in the same corruption that paralyzes governments from ever doing the right thing. This is the secret of globalism. Now, there's a lot of news I want to get to here and a lot of things I want to cover. And we're going to be doing that. But I don't know that we'll get to it because I'm neurotic now and I have to go find the right clips. I just have to do it. I have to. That's why I'm going to take off a few days this week and I'm going to be up here working on this Bill Gates film I need to make just so I can kick the clips on over there and just get the damn clips and just do it. And, you know, this is all part of this information overload. You know what I mean? That's kind of what's going on around here. But I'm going to be a good boy. When we come back, I'm going to just judiciously hit the news I've got, just move on to the things I don't have. And I'm going to lay out just how bad the economy already is and how bad it's going to get. And the fact is we're going to have to choose whether we're going to go after the globalists or not, or we're going to let them sit there and pose as saviors and totally destroy civilization forever. Separately, there was a big article in the Washington Times that, I mean, InfoWars is chop liver around here. So there were a bunch of articles Thursday and Friday about myself and a Secret Service investigation, and I found it on Saturday. No big deal. It's just that I have to remember every day to type my name in and then see what the stuff is. If not, my house could burn down. I wouldn't know about it. I mean, hell, my whole Austin could blow up. You know, we wouldn't probably report on it. That's just how it is. And that's good because we're not pretentious globalists around here. But this was a pretty big story, and it ties into a bunch of stuff. So who knows? I might get to that. And I might get to a couple other important things here. Who knows? Probably not. Separately, we had a big sale we ran last week. And I told you the sale has to end by Sunday or Monday because a lot of the items are going to sell out. And I kind of like to just make them go back to full price and for a few weeks until the other products come back in. That way we can actually fund our operation. But quite frankly, I've just been so busy that I haven't come up with new specials. And so I'm just going to keep this sale up until at least half these items have sold out. We think that's about 5 days. The website says 3 days. That's what they put up. What the hell? It's like 5 days. So there's just a few days left here. If you want to get Ultimate Krill Oil 50% off, Survival Shield X2 50% off, Lexa Pure Breeze, Air Filtration, Ion Filters, excellent, $100 off retail. Supermel Vitality, 35% off because that costs us so much to get it. Emirates Essentials Hand Sanitizer Combo, this is always great with essential oils. InfoWars Life, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, 40% off. 8-pack Power Stack at cost, 70% off. X3 Triiodine, 2-ounce, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, it really is amazing, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Limited Edition InfoWars Face Mask, $9.95. Basil Beach, 40% off. Real Red Bull Plus, that's close to selling out. 50% off. Old for 12, the best B12 you're going to find. Taking out of the ton. That is 40% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. Bodies, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. And yes, Pollen Block, 50% off, even though that's about to sell out. And Storable Food is now available again for order if you want to do that. And it funds our operation, and it's a smart thing to do to get prepared and to get ready. So that's how you fund the operation. I appreciate all your support out there with all you do. And these are just great items to get, especially, you know, if you've not tried things like the X2, really having good iodine in your body. There's so much of the other iodine, it's crap or it's bound to other things. You don't really absorb it. Real atomic iodine will knock your socks off. It takes a few weeks to kick in. DNA Force is amazing. It takes a few weeks to kick in. But things like Turbo Force, well, that'll knock your knock you into the next level in about 30 minutes. But that's all there. So we'll see what's coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. You might stay with us. You might not. So whatever.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Super stressed out. Everybody is overwhelmed. The globalists are trying to destroy civilization. They're trying to undermine the pillars of the city. They are the traitor within that Cicero warned of. That's why they're now saying the homeless will take over actual major streets in San Francisco and Los Angeles to further encourage more people not to work, to encourage more people not to have a job and to be on drugs that the Democrats then sell them and extract their welfare check. This is a scientific plan of evil. And then we've got Alan Dershowitz, who's quite the cult leader. You know, Alan Dershowitz once said that I should not be allowed to own a gun because I yelled and argued with Piers Morgan. He was in the green room coming out as the guest next. And then we have him being Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. And I'm like, hey, even child molesters deserve lawyers. I believe in that system. But now more and more information is coming out. And we have Alan Dershowitz now. Well, just hear it for yourself, saying there's no law or no right for you not to have an inoculation when it's 100% in law that they can't put things in your body. That's why we don't have forced inoculation. They don't have that in India or Japan or Australia. They're trying to get it. But he just goes, oh, you don't have a right. So did Jeffrey Epstein rape underage girls? No, we don't have proof of that. Did the system try to cover it up, what Epstein was doing for blackmail? Absolutely. But is Alan Dershowitz trying to rape our rights and rape our bodies and inject into our bodies, not his semen, that could possibly have HIV or hepatitis or God knows what in it? He isn't wanting to hold us down and rape us vaginally, rape us orally, or rape us anally. And I'm sorry to talk like this. I'm dead serious. He's going to rape us with a piece of steel into the side of our arm and put into us an experimental vaccine for a virus made in a weapons lab during a martial law lockdown. So he says you have no right not to be raped. Alan Dershowitz is saying you don't have a right not to be raped by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You don't have a right not to be raped by Big Pharma and the virus out of the Wuhan lab. With all the history of secret experimentation and all the history of vaccine damage and the vaccine damage fund set up in 86, it's paid over $4 billion to people hurt, maimed, or killed by it. So it's... we don't have any proofs that Alan Dershowitz ever was involved having sex with some of these women, though some have said that. But what we do know is that Alan Dershowitz is a pimp for Bill and Melinda Gates and the UN and the Chi-Coms and their stainless steel penis that they want to run into our arm and run into our children and rape us with an experimental concoction made God knows where, when most of the vaccine is coming from China. So no, you're not sticking your metal penis in me, Dershowitz. And you're not going to inject your poisonous semen into me, Dershowitz. Don't rape me. My body is mine, Dershowitz. So we don't know these women are right about you, but I now know you're saying I have no right to not be raped by Bill Gates' metal pecker. And people can laugh about this all day. This is deadly serious. I don't want to be a rape victim. And that's what forced inoculation is a rape. And when they force women to have abortions in China, it's a rape murder. I know you're God, Dershowitz. You're up there on planet 9 and magical above all of us. Mere humans. But listen to me. You buzzard. You chicken-necked establishment pimp. Keep your dirty, filthy hands off my children, my wife, and me, and the American people! Shh. It isn't gonna hurt. Just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. There. Now it's time for the show. Dershowitz says we have no right not to be raped. Here he is, in his own words.
Legitimate. Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm.
I'm very troubled by the legality of what you're suggesting, because it seems like we're very close to a government mandate that we must all be vaccinated. Let me take you in another direction.
I would like to see a government mandate. If a safe vaccine is developed for COVID-19, I hope it's mandated, and I will defend it and will argue that in the Supreme Court of the United States against your views.
And you would get it if they came out tomorrow and said there's a vaccine that's ready.
If it was online, my children would get it, everybody would get it, if we felt it was safe.
If he feels it's safe, then you've got to take it. There is no safe vaccine. The inserts say you can't. Bill Gates says it won't be safe. He says 700,000 will get sick or die. But he needs indemnification. You know damn well what's going on, Dershowitz. So again, you're going to plunge a needle in my arm? No, you're going to send cops to do it. That's what all the grabbing kids away from parents, and it's in the CDC's own documents. We'll cover it when we come back, that they want forced inoculation and taking kids if the parents have it. That's what contact tracers are, and most of the tests are fake to create this hysteria. So I've left Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer alone because I respect people having a right to counsel. But now him doing this, everybody on the Epstein train, the Jack Posobiec and just all those people. Mike Cernovich and all these folks. They're just like, oh, Epstein's lawyer's good. Epstein lawyer's good. I'm like, oh, okay. Benefit of the doubt. Even though he said I should have my guns taken. Now he wants to plunge a needle in my arm? Dershowitz, stay away from me and my family. I mean, you're a dangerous person. You're creepy. And now you've just really jumped the shark. And I don't know about this cult of Dershowitz. You know, this cult of, the brilliance, I know the Constitution, Bill of Rights. I know medical consent. I know all this. They have to have vaccine damage funds for people that agree to take it because it's got liability protection because it's so damn dangerous. So, tell you what, you stick to protecting foreign triple agent spies of Israeli intelligence, British intelligence, the CIA, in their giant blackmail rings. You just stick to that. And you're not my doctor. Neither is Bill Gates. So you and Bill Gates can go to hell. I will stay in Texas. Comprende. 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 Herr Dershowitz. Infowars.com lives only through you. Infowars. 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 Infowars.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19, and the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the New World Order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
History, powerful elites, kings, lords, ruling classes became obsessed with dominating and controlling their serfs. And now Alan Dershowitz has come out and said, if you don't like taking forced inoculations, leave America. This is the WHO. It's worldwide. They're forcing everyone to. He said, I'm going to plunge a needle in your arm. We're going to take you to a hospital, medical tyranny. We're going to make you take it. Because it's safe, but it's not safe. So Alan Dershowitz says if we don't let Bill Gates put in our body what he wants us to have put in our body, we should be forced to do it. Well, forcing you to take something into your body via an object that's thrust into it is the definition of rape. You're not going to rape me, Alan Dershowitz, and neither is Bill Gates. You're not going to plunge anything into me. You globalist, diseased, rotten-brained New World Order wannabe elitist. You're mad at America waking up to the New World Order. You want to teach us to live under martial law. You want to bully us into submission. The world's waking up to you and Bill Gates. And your system's going down. Oh, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. We've got incredible video coming up next segment that's at InfoWars.com. Just broke video. Crowd cheers after police refuse to enforce New Jersey lockdown order at gym. It's begun. Just like in V for Vendetta, when they order the police to mow down peaceful protesters who were about to go into that government building and remove the dictator, just like Ceausescu in Romania. And the police stand down. That's what's really starting to happen, and it's beautiful. Now, it's not for lack of news that I've been choking out a couple times a week, and I did it second segment of this hour, and it wasn't the crew's fault. There's so much news and information now, and each piece of news, I have a whole brainstorm that I'm ready to talk about, and I actually then will pick up the stack that I've already researched, and I get so upset that I start having a panic attack. And I'm not trying to be some liberal, oh, I'm having panic attacks. I'm being honest with the audience. I'm not somebody that has a panic attack when I was, like, you know, 16, taking on, like, three dudes. Or when my wife's having a baby. I mean, I've got nerves of steel. This is so epic, what's going on, that I'm going to take some days off. In fact, I was going to take off Wednesday. I'm taking off tomorrow now. I already told the crew. It's because I got to go in for a pit stop. I got to go lay out in the sun. I got to go hike. I got to spend time with my children. And I got to lock my cell phone up and just not do any work. In fact, I was going to come in and work on a Bill Gates film just because you can't drag me away. But I'm not going to even do that now because I can't look at these people anymore. I can't look at Merkel or Hillary or any of them. It's just damn criminals. And here's the thing, folks. I talk about myself because it's the only way I can describe the vision of what I see. I know you're the same way. You think I like discovering they're setting up a world government to carry out the orderly extermination, and now they're going to have robot sentries to forcibly inoculate us by the year 2030? This is in UN documents I've made films about to show you. And they're like, you tell people on air this stuff, and you show it, and they're like, yeah, but that'll never happen. I'm like, yeah, I hope you're right. And it's starting to happen. This has all been choreographed. You shouldn't have a crazy person that says he wants to depopulate the earth on every TV channel saying he's God and you're all going to have to take a shot before you go outside. And then Alan Dershowitz, the supposed lawyer of America that represented and hang on at the house of this super creepazoid demon, saying, I'm going to plunge needles in your arms. No, you're not. Those are fighting words, sonny boy. And you wanted my guns in 2003, and you want them now, but you don't have to worry about guns, Dershy. And Bill Gates doesn't have to worry about guns, because I fire projectiles of truth. And the last thing I want is anything happening to Dershowitz. It's you, Dershowitz, that's coming with your vaccine, telling me I will submit. You're a got me on air now. Did you delay that out? I may have to go off air right now. You're trying to attack me! You think I'll take that? I'm sick of your crap! I have watched my friends and my family maimed and killed by your damn shots. But you're smart. Hitler came with bullets to kill people, so he killed him. You come with a bunch of medical crap and pink sweaters and white lab coats. But us. You can't ever shut your mouths. You're always talking out of the other side about how there's too many people and how you're going to control the masses. And now that you can't control us, you need to make us all retarded and have cancer. So with your hunchback, sexy ass, you feel good looking down from your pile of crap on us. Well, guess what? You're not dragging us down anywhere. It's going to be you. Now you know why I'm talking about not doing the show, because I just cannot control myself. And but you know what? The time for control is starting to go away, isn't it? Running your fat mouth, how you're going to grab me and take my kids to some facility and plunge. You didn't say, it will lovingly, no, I'm going to plunge a needle in your ass. You're going to submit to me or I'm going to tie your ass up and get a bullwhip out and bust your back open. That's the kind of crap these people are talking about. You catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And with that type of stuff, you're not going to catch anything except the end of your new world order, Jack. That's how you evil people always are. You always push it and push it and push it and push it. And then you always cry when you get the horns. You just can't help it. Because you got a one-inch pecker. Oh, God. See, it's a family show, but I just the veneers. I'm the opposite of an actor, folks. But I'm a nice guy, except when I'm on air. I'm sitting here looking at these people raping the hell out of us, raping our rights, our future, our money, our pensions, our health, our lives, and just demanding more and always grandstanding and how good they are and how much they love us and how we need to kiss their asses. And really, you're just self-destructive, so you're demanding we stop you. That's the criminology. Alan Dershowitz wants to inject me with a deadly vaccine that some smiley-faced lunatic. Oh, I forgot. Alan Dershowitz and Bill Gates hang out at Jeffrey Epstein's house. It's the same group, and they got some Zorro sex cult super breeding clone facility out there in New Mexico. And I get you're a bunch of rich, crazy people that think you're God, but I'm just telling you, son, keep your damn hands off me. Keep your filthy hands off me. See, we know Alan Dershowitz is blackmailed. We know Alan Dershowitz isn't his own man. Alan Dershowitz is a pimp. Alan Dershowitz is a snot-nosed piece of garbage. He's a confidence man. And he needs to know that he's not going to put things in our bodies that we don't want there. But they already pioneered the Gates Foundation, GMO, and Monsanto. And they pioneered forced inoculation. They're just, oh, we just need to put this in your body right now. I'm going to behave myself because I want to get into the Secret Service thing. I want to get into the huge Robert F. Kennedy Jr. keeps getting attacked. He's not real. He's not a real patriot. He was real, but he was scared. Now he's real. Yeah, they've been killing a bunch of his family, by the way. Oh, he's real. 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 And you don't like that either.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
UN run invasion of Europe is going to be popping in from europewars.com. But I want to hit this article because it got a lot of attention last week. Somehow I didn't even know about it. It got picked up by a bunch of publications. And it really ties into everything. It's the Washington Times Secret Service interviewed InfoWars Alex Jones over claim of plot to kill Trump. And it turns out, I hadn't talked about this in a couple years, but I just mentioned it 2 weeks ago, and I thought that they heard me talk about it and tell the story and it just put this foyer in. No, they put this in 2017 and they just got it last week. And I guess the Washington Times thought I just made it up, that we discovered a plot to kill the president and that I'd made it up, that the president told the Secret Service to call me to get briefed on it. I mean, I told the president
over the phone this, too. And that's what irritates me about the Q stuff. There's a lot of great Q people. They do a lot of great things. But then anybody can pose as Q. It's kind of like anonymous. You can have thousands of anonymouses out there. People go, are you with anonymous? And I go, no, because it could be anybody. Are there some good anonymouses and some bad? Absolutely. But, like, I'm really talking to the Defense Intelligence Agency. I'm really talking to high-level CIA. I'm really talking to the president. I'm really doing all that, but I'm doing my own thing. Most of the time, they're getting information from me. But I did have the Secret Service approach me. And I was at the RNC, and the night they tried to approach me, I had been drinking. And I didn't even meet with them because I'd been up all day and didn't do it. And they were kind of insulted. So then they approached Joe Biggs. And Biggs is like, yeah, he's got a black ambulance. He's having seizures every hour. And they say, we've got reporters we got to follow. And I go, Biggs, I believe you. But I said, I want to meet with the Secret Service. And they said, well, you didn't go to the meeting or whatever. And I said, okay, man, I was tired. It was like 9 at night. I'm being totally off by everything right now. And I don't drink that much now. A lot of times I quit for months and months, but I did get a little sauce that night. They wanted to meet with me. And my God, who I was already having dinner with that night, the planets aligned. It was like Nigel Farage and remember the former police commissioner in New York. I mean, it was crazy, like this basement restaurant. It was crazy. But I say drunk. I had a bunch of Italian food and red wine. I mean, I was tired. And then they sent somebody to Texas from another federal agency and said, yeah, man, a black ambulance. She's having seizures all the time. Why don't you send your reporters out to catch it? And I said, I only have a few reporters. Well, Millie Weaver went. She caught her in Ohio collapsing, but was behind the tents and all the rescue stuff. But then somebody else in New York on 9/11 a month or so later did catch it. Her famously falling down, that probably cost her the election. So I think the Secret Service, like anybody at the FBI or any agency, on average, they're hardworking, good people. So I went on air and I told that story back at the time, 2017, that you've got all these Democrats and Phil Mudd, who used to run CIA assassination teams for the CIA, now FBI under Mueller, saying they're going to kill the president. And you had an Aspen Institute where they said, we're going to take the president out, Clapper and Brennan, by December. So in October, November, December 2017, I was like, the time Trump called me, sir, you got to watch out. I'm telling you, have you heard how they're threatening you, on CNN? And it's like, just a minute. And they cut on when I say that and then come back and, yeah, Mudd, and McCain's a big problem. Oh, yeah, McCain. So imagine, that's why I was in the news, like, get Jones, because I'm like, hey, Fiona Hill, and these guys are betraying you, and they're Bilderberg, and Stone was telling that, and all the lines are tapped, folks. And then, William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, calls up and goes, get Trump this document. This was actually the FISA court released this. They were spying on him illegally. We broke that. And it wasn't that we broke it. No one else would touch it. So the Secret Service calls up, and I invited them over. They said, yeah, we might come over, but they didn't. And they just said, can you send us where these threats are being made? I'm like, are you joking? You don't know Phil Mudd threatened. So the guys at Foggy Bottom are going to go after Trump. The government's going to kill this guy. He goes, no, he really said that? And I said, yeah, I'll send it to you. So I did. I don't know if those guys got Secret Service visits. But if you're like an auto parts salesman and you say you're going to kill the president, you get a visit. If you used to run assassination teams, you say you should go to prison. This is a guy in the government saying they're going to kill the president. So that's what I said on air. It's what I said to the president. It's what I said. And so the president told him, yeah, get this stuff from Jones. And don't tell me the Secret Service didn't already know this stuff. Maybe the guy that called me didn't know. And so the Washington Times thought I must have made that up or whatever. So they got the FOIA, took years to get it in. And they spin it like, oh, and Jones had been looked at for Obama deception. And Jones had been looked like they turned like I'm the bad guy. Like, oh, Jones is crazy. So they came and checked what he said. We just saw an entire attempted coup against the president. And InfoWars was the first to call it Obamagate and Spygate. We did it all. And again, not because we're the smartest. We are willing to put it out. So here's a short compilation. The guys this morning, when I said, hey, get me all the clips where they threaten to kill the president or murder his family. And they go, well, it's like 50 minutes of it. And I said, can you boil it down to 2 minutes? And so they just got it done. This is boiled down to 2 minutes. The deep state saying they're going to get Trump, going to kill Trump, the Democrats, the communists, the CIA assassination squad head. I mean, that's the arrogance, because they say that to make their operatives feel strong. That's what they say. Get him, like Comey last week. Just keep attacking. Just get Trump. And these people believe they're in a resistance because they're good commies and we're all Russians, even though they actually work for the Shycoms. So a lot of people are like, wow, the Secret Service really called you for a briefing? It's so amateur, folks, that you think like we're up here like, well, you don't have a magic cue card, so you're nobody. You've just been around 26 years and, you know, had family in Iran-Contra. You know, we don't listen to anything you say because you're not a magic secret guy on the Internet. You just talk to the president. What is that? Chopped liver. But again, I'm just saying this is an example of I don't make this stuff up. They got the foyer. It's all there. And, of course, it's all blacked out page after page after page because it's all about the coup and Fiona Hill and McMaster and the Soros people and the wiretapping and the FISA. It even says in the article, one area not blacked out is Jones claimed there was a coup attempt to politically overthrow the president and that General Flynn was set up by the FBI. 3 years later, exactly what I said. You think I play games? My God. And of course the Secret Service listens, because if all I do is study this. Here's the clip.
Last night, I was with a very high-level Republican lobbyist with very, very close ties to the Bush family and to Jeb Bush specifically. He had just had lunch with Jeb, and Jeb told him confidently, Trump will be gone by December. Trump will be gone by December.
If he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, so he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
Well, first of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about.
I'm going to say one thing. F*** Trump. It's no longer down with Trump. It's
with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
No peace! No peace! No Trump! No peace! No Trump!
I believe with all my heart and soul that this is the party that will lead the revolution to take the White House down, that will make the United States of America a socialist country. The young people in this room will see it. The young people in this room will build it. So all power to the youth, all power to the revolution. Black Lives Matter. Si se puede.
You take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage. Look as his character is stabbed to death.
So they tried to hype up some idiot to do it. None of them will do the killing themselves. But now they've done the economic collapse. But that, they think, is their ace in the hole. That's why it's critical that we expose it's the Democrats, the globalists, the deep state that engineered the financial collapse so they get the blame. And so we turn the economy back on as quickly as possible. And don't forget, we have the big mega special. Only extended a few more days while I create a new special. So much stuff selling out. I want to thank you all for your support. But whether it's Ultimate Krill Oil, X-Tube, or Vitamin Mineral Fusion, or DNA Force Plus, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.